Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
And a pleasant good morning, everyone. On this Tuesday, I'm Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net News. Our top story this hour, a court hearing will be held in a little more than an hour today involving a lawsuit with the governor and the Missouri Public Defender Director. Alisa Nelson has our report.
Missouri Public Defender Director Michael Barrett is suing Governor Nixon, claiming the governor's action to freeze funding from Barrett's office is unconstitutional. Nixon held $3.5 million of the department's $4.5 million budget, citing lower-than-expected state revenue. Earlier this month, Barrett assigned Nixon to serve as a public defender as a protest to Nixon's budget freeze. A court ruled last week in favor of Nixon, saying the public defender director doesn't have the authority to appoint the governor to serve as legal counsel. Missouri Net will be at the hearing and will have more on the story later today. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Missouri GOP Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder says he didn't always agree with Kansas City Democratic State Senator Ed Quick, but he always respected him. Mr. Quick died Saturday. In January 2001, Quick and Kinder served as co-president pro tems when neither party had a Senate majority. Kinder credits Ed Quick with putting the people's business first.
Other states had not been able to organize the Senate. We were able to work through that. And it was because of Ed Quick's reasonable nature, I think, that made a lot of it possible.
Peter Kinder also says Ed Quick was a man of his word. There have been no arrests in this month's homicide in Jefferson City. Our Capital City affiliate, KWOS Radio, reports Jefferson City police are still searching for the killer of 50-year-old Bill Crawford. He was found shot to death in his Stadium Boulevard home. Our news continues on Missouri Net on this Tuesday morning. The Missouri Department of Agriculture says the state standards for licensed breeders are more stringent than USDA. State veterinarian Dr. Linda Hickam told a House committee last week her agency reviews standards with USDA to make sure there are no conflicts. Ash Grove State Representative Mike Moon told Dr. Hickam there's some confusion for breeders and a financial burden as well.
What I'd like to see is, since our guidelines are more stringent, keep them. And our breeders are okay with that. But it's just having to keep two sets of records and have two sets of inspectors come in.
Dr. Hickam says there are about 800 licensed breeders in Missouri with 13 state agriculture department inspectors. A Branson woman charged with felony child endangerment. She allegedly left her children in the roadway. Our Branson affiliate, KRZK Radio, reports the woman was reportedly operating her car erratically Saturday night near Hollister. Her name is Twyla Bell. Three juvenile children in the roadway. That's news on Missouri Net.